At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promotion going on right now for the breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lensden, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you can get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in northeast Nebraska. That's a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino there on the premises of the course, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462 for this promotion. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Top 20 golf course for just visual beauty in the country.
Oh, really?
And you're saving money with the
mortgage.
And
you're saving money with it. It gives you extra money. So you just tell your wife when you head up there, I'm going to gamble this money away, and we're going to make more money. We're going to gamble, and we're going to come back ahead. So you might be ahead $20,000 coming back from that. Just get on a heater in the casino, and then everything just, your whole life takes off from this event.
You
might lose it all.
Yes, you might say, but what if you don't win?
Then you also might get an addiction or something, a gambling
addiction.
Don't
want that.
We don't want that.
Hold on. What makes this course so scenic?
Well, Jake can paint a picture, Jake, because the hills are what
can
I'm going to say.
How would you get there?
Well, you go up Highway 81, right, to Norfolk, then to Crofton, basically. You go over from there.
Yeah, see, I'm not doing
Highway
that.
12. Highway 12. If you want simplicity for people without having GPS, 81 Norfolk.
You're going to go up past on the skirt Creighton, then you're going to go through center, and out of center, you're going to take gravel heading north, and you'll come out right at the old casino, and you hang a right, and it's 1 mile. That's it. It's 1 mile right there.
If you want to avoid gravel,
you don't go up on
81
gravel,
to 12,
you go
and you're
through
there.
Center, and it's a beautiful drive. Oh, it's along Brazil Creek.
It's called what?
Tatanka. Basically a buffalo in Native American.
Tatanka,
yeah.
And it's that
Jake's
gorgeous?
Played it, yes.
I've played this five times. Do you like hills?
Hilly.
Do you like trees?
Yeah.
Do you like beautiful scenery? You can see miles for miles and miles.
Yes.
Then you like Tatanka then.
Okay.
A well-maintained course that has challenges but also has some rewarding holes. I would encourage you to check out Tatanka then.
Okay, yes. Thank you. That's what I wondered. That's a pretty good
It's a very good prize for you to just simply save money on a mortgage.
Yes.
So thank you, Pinnacle Bank.
And Gans is Doug Gans.
Doug Gans has brought us in Rubens before from LCC.
Yes. We would like another Ruben. He's also
a morning
Ruben.
No, I'm going to tell you something, though. That Ruben was memorable.
Yeah, it was memorable.
That's why he brought it in.
It was. It was memorable.
Thank you.
I wonder if they have... It'd be nice to get a Reuben in Rising City. I wonder if they have one there.
Along with their chicken salad.
And the fried egg sandwich.
Yeah, the fried egg sandwich sounds good. All right, we're off.
464-5685. Call or text, as always. I was reading On 3 yesterday.
Did you read the column?
Steve Sippel. Our own Sip.
Whoa. Did you read the column?
I read it.
Okay.
You read it. You wrote about Nebraska's, the rev share and NIL numbers that were shared with Husker Online recently.
Mm-hmm. Now here's the deal.
It's almost like a fairness discussion about Matt Rule in this conversation.
Right. I tried to inject some fairness into the Matt Rule discussion, and man, people push back. Not everybody, but a lot. Now it sparked up, Bill.
You spark a lot of controversy.
I know.
You're a lightning rod.
A little bit. So it sparked up this. Now I'm calling it an age-old discussion. Now me and Jake have had this discussion. You know the one, right?
Oh yeah.
This age-old discussion. I want to kind of get Bill's thoughts on this. So what I wrote is, and I didn't write it this way, but I'll tell you it this way. If I'm the head coach at Nebraska, I try to put myself in the shoes of the people I write about. And somebody sends me data that says Ohio State's roster's, what did I write, 50 million?
50 million plus.
50 million plus.
As is Oregon.
And Oregon's 50 million plus. And Indiana is in this group that's between 45 and 50 million. If it's Sipple as the head coach, I'm not happy. I mean, I have to take down these teams. This is who I'm chasing. And they're at 50 million and we're at 30. So they got a $20 million edge. That's a significant edge. I'm not happy about it. Now, here's the response that I probably should have addressed in the column. I addressed it sort of.
Did you skirt it?
A little, not big, because the discussion is old. It's the, hey, before you worry about Oregon and Ohio State and Penn State, I guess, and maybe even, you know, Indiana, Michigan, you got to worry about Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois.
There's steps here, you're saying.
Right.
You just go now, right to the
where
top.
Now, this is where I was going to ask Bill, though. See, it's a philosophical question, basically. There's this philosophical divide.
It's just a chicken and the egg type thing?
No, kind of. I've always said, and I've always maintained this to Jake when we used to go hard at this, I'd say, no, you got to keep your eye on the top because that's what you're ultimately chasing. If you do that, the other stuff will take care of itself. I'm not trying to chase. My goal is not to be Minnesota. My goal is to be Ohio State.
Agreed.
My goal is not to beat Iowa. It's to beat Ohio State.
I don't push back.
Because
that,
if you can beat Ohio State, Iowa will take care of itself. That's what I've always maintained.
If you're not beating the one team that's the way, you have to get over that mountain first before you get to the next one.
It's just a philosophical thing. There's nobody's right.
Like, I'm not, of course, I want to beat Ohio State.
I still say every time in my mind, if I'm in the recruiting room, and we're talking about players. Like, solid guy, good guy, you know, give a chance, bang around, maybe beat Iowa with him. That is my question every time. Can we beat Ohio State with this guy? Can this guy potentially help us beat you. Ohio State
right.
is what I'm saying. Is this Damn. Guy, is if it's kind of like, well, you know, I don't know,
Let's
bang
just
around.
Just beat Minnesota first.
If we get Minnesota, can he beat Minnesota? Can we? If he lines up at corner against Minnesota, can he hold up? That's not what I want to have
not
conversation.
Even me either. That's the thing. I get it, Jake. I get it. You have to beat those teams, those middle teams first.
I've got to but challenge you, something, Steve.
You keep your eye on the top.
I don't think you don't, but you also have to get to the path to the top. There's a path to the top.
Covered this for 8 years, right? 8 years.
I stay on my ground.
Okay. What's your question, Bill?
Is that I still have high. No one is responsible to turn their numbers over.
Right.
So how do you? How do?
Okay. I don't mind. This is touchy.
This is 50 million. They're 45, and Nebraska's 29.
We got a spreadsheet that Husker Online from someone in the industry. I could show it to you off air.
No, I trust what's written down.
It doesn't. It's interesting because it doesn't have team names. It has sections that describe who's in it, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Last year's national champion. I mean, that sort of thing.
I'm not going to put my head in the sand and say that Ohio State doesn't have probably better moneyed.
50.
I just have a hard time when someone says it goes up almost daily. Once on the radio, someone will say it's 50 to 55, and all of a sudden it's 55. It used to be 30, but now they're I don't know.
I think it almost does that.
LSU, they're right now. They're like, I heard it yesterday. I think they're around 60.
Yeah, and it was 55.
It was 55. So,
I get it.
I would love to see numbers. I'd love to see all of a sudden subpoenaed.
Chart.
But no one knows that that's true.
Oh yeah, it's.
Oh yeah,
I'll tell you off the air.
So someone.
Someone knows everything.
So someone knows everyone, each one of these schools.
When I tell you, I think you'll understand.
Names.
No, not on air. I was very confident about it. And there's part of the reason I was confident about it, too, is because the numbers we have. My guess is that Rule saw. It's a guess. That Rule saw the numbers we did. I mean, that's my guess. Because whenever he talks about it, the numbers he talks about are right there. So Now, the operative question that I don't know, because I couldn't figure out on the chart, because they don't name the teams, is what is Minnesota's number? What is Illinois' number? What's Iowa's number? I think Iowa might be a little bit more than Nebraska.
You would bet Illinois and Minnesota both lower than Nebraska, though.
That's
a pretty fair assumption, I would think.
I don't know. That's where it gets tricky with what Bill's saying. You don't know.
Well, that's where it would come into in conversation would be, okay, we got to beat these teams. You're going like, well, hang on now. They're way above us. And the next part's going to be, well, there's a lot of teams that are the same or lower, and you better beat them.
Right.
If you're, like you said, there's,
I agree.
There's no way Minnesota's the same as Nebraska.
You don't think
there's
so?
No chance.
No.
So
no chance.
Nebraska sits at $29 million. So when we say that, that's rev share and NIL, right?
Yes.
So based on that, the Huskers would be ranked 25th to 30th nationally. Now, what Dan and always says is, I want my coaches to make $1.25 out of a dollar, right? So he's asking them to overachieve. And that's sound. And I think that you could – I don't know that you could sell that Rhule has overachieved.
No.
I don't think you could sell that.
No one would – he's 19-19.
Right.
He's 500.
Now
– he's gotten to two bowl games if you want to give him that. But
yeah.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Not what we expected by year three.
The defenders, and they're out there, that would say, well, look at what he inherited. So I still don't know if he could say overachieved. I think that's a stretch in my mind. But whatever. Like Fred overachieved this year. See, a lot of people point to Fred and say, look what Fred did. He took him to the Sweet 16 with a roster.
Yeah, if you base this straight off of money, then talk to Kentucky and talk to Nebraska basketball. Kentucky was probably triple. Probably triple.
Of Nebraska.
Good, yeah, and good chance.
Of Nebraska.
And they hit a miracle half-court
triple.
Shot to win their first round
triple.
Game.
More than triple. If Nebraska's in the $4 million range, which I think it was.
They might be like, yeah, they might be a quadruple more than that.
That they were in 11 to 12 million. No, wouldn't shock. Kentucky?
No, I know. You're right.
Dukes?
So Fred did overachieve.
Yeah, there was overachievers all over that tournament.
Yeah. Fred overachieved.
Iowa overachieved.
Now, here's the question, too. I've butt heads with Sean on this. I don't look at basketball the way I look at football. I don't do that. Like, well, look, Fred did it. You can do it, Matt Rhule. I don't. Basketball's different. Way fewer parts. Football's a different animal to me because it's so, Bill, because there's so many people involved. Basketball.
Well, the next thing would be.
You can challenge me on that, but
well,
I don't look
the
at
the part that I would challenge, what you'd like to know for everyone. But people are going to look at Nebraska and for everyone would be, okay. If you want to start really getting into the numbers, you want to put them out there and then let people know what everybody got paid. Ooh. Then see what the dead money is. The
players.
Yeah. See what it is.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to that.
That's the whole problem or the holdup is everything. It's like, it should be out there.
I'm generally not opposed to that. Now, what are you going to get? You're going to get, Bill, these are student athletes.
Not when you're getting some of the money that they have.
Not so much.
I heard something this morning too on the drive coming in, which was hilarious. Now that people are getting paid like crazy, and they still have a 20-hour rule. Yeah, you only be there for 20 hours.
Yeah,
Hold it.
Yeah.
I'm getting $1.4 million a year.
Yeah.
But I can only be in that. I can only be with these guys for this much time.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that? That's archaic.
Yeah.
Now archaic. Yes.
Anywho.
Well, I mean, I know you hate to give them praise and everything, but Iowa State under Matt Campbell was solid. They didn't have that much money at Iowa State.
They
achieved pretty, good success. Not elite success, but good success with minimal money.
They weren't even close to Nebraska, and they beat Iowa.
Yeah.
So there's possibilities.
They were on the top of the Big 12 for several years with Matt Campbell with not that much money.
That's a good point.
There's always an excuse out there, for lack of money, but also you're supposed to be a great coach. Like, you're supposed to achieve high success with what you have.
But like, again,
scout better, develop better. But I'm telling you, easier said than done.
If I wake up as and take Rule out of it, if I wake up as Nebraska's head coach and I see these numbers, I'm throwing my glasses. I'm throwing them. Wait a second, what? They're at
like
50.
Two-handed throw like this.
I'm going. Or I'm not going to do it. But
how
I
would you do it though? One hand,
cling to the side.
Damn it! It'd be damn it. Like what? Oregon? Oregon's got 55. I mean, we can't. There's just certain players that now we can't get. I mean, we're just out. That to me is real, and I do not go to just sip. All you got to do really right now is beat Minnesota first and Iowa. No. That's what you want?
Yeah, it doesn't give the excuse. It's not an excuse, though, because Iowa, even if they're the same or a little bit more than Nebraska, they had 7 or 8 draft picks this year. They're finding guys that are next level players. And developing them and keeping them around.
That's why you can't say Nebraska's overachieved. You can't say
because
it.
Because Iowa, at best, is maybe a little more with revenue than Nebraska. At best. Right. Not a lot,
right?
But probably similar or less than Nebraska.
Yeah, you can't say it. That Nebraska's overachieved. Now it's somewhat
overachieved. No one would ever say
somewhat,
that.
Somewhat. Like Iowa, it's a little shaky. Because I'm not going to. Like, Iowa hasn't overachieved to a startling degree. They're 8-4. No. They'll make the playoff.
No, but they're in the conversation and people are not
but you don't
trying to fire their
ultimately
head coach over
be
there.
Iowa, right?
You want to surpass Iowa, but Iowa has been better than you for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Besides 1 year when you beat them, but still was not a bowl. Team
but here. They haven't overachieved to a startling degree. The draft's been good. You could almost say based on the draft, probably should have been better than 8-4.
is that
fair?
What do you think the rosters would compare if we sat and looked at them? And my hypothesis is you probably don't know the difference between last year's Tulane team and Nebraska. Is there a big difference? They were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
JMU, Nebraska. Are those two rosters significantly different? Was Nebraska significantly
better
than JMU last
year?
I would like to think so.
I watched JMU, Oregon, at Greg's Garage every play. Yeah. I watched every play. JMU, yeah. I'd like to think Nebraska beat them by 2 touchdowns. I would like to think that. Tulane, I haven't
seen. So their roster was that much better? Because I'm asking
I think Nebraska's roster is better.
Because the money is not even remotely
close.
I mean, don't tell me JMU and Nebraska's right
there. What about Tulane money? Okay. What's that like?
Wouldn't even be remote. They would be, if Nebraska's 29, Tulane would be 5.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'd like to know what people thought of that.
So you can still get players.
Yes.
Because there's players.
That's why I take the excuses away. I mean, there's teams that have way less money than Nebraska that are beating Nebraska or routinely top 25 teams or bowl teams.
Just all the way it's just about how you look at it. And Jake would tell you, I've been very consistent. I don't look at it like you got to beat the middle first. Just worry about keep your eye upstairs.
The eye can be upstairs, but knowing that we have to get to certain places to get to that eye.
Damn, we just want to finish 6th. I mean, don't you want Nebraska to be Ohio State?
Yes, I do.
I covered a
but
program
not
that
everyone's
was Ohio
Cignetti,
State.
Though, and can just do it in 1, 2 years.
So you want to give Rule a lot of time?
I don't know. Absolutely not.
Well, it takes a while.
He hasn't taken any sort of steps at all.
Now,
it's just kind of been the same step
which
for 3 years.
Which is what this year's about, right? You want to see
better
a step.
Be.
You want to see a step. You can't say he hasn't until maybe it will happen. Right? Good.
I mean, if they go 6-6, just you're on flat ground.
6-6 not a step.
Flat ground for 4 years.
6-6 not a step. Now,
7-5 is not a step.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. So what is a step?
Oh, I don't go off of those wins because I'm not going to count. I mean, I have to see what the teams they play looks like. If they beat Maryland at home and Maryland wins 3, it's like, well, they're good.
So you want to see them beat. How about
I want to see their games against.
How about they beat Illinois, Washington, and Iowa and upset one of the big 3?
I want to look
how about that?
Yeah. And Iowa, like I said, if no matter what, I'll give them credit for beating Iowa at Iowa at any point in time.
What
I
if
want
they
to
win,
see who they play and who they win.
What if they win? I hate what ifs, but what
don't
if they
do
win
totals?
What if they win 2 of 3 against Washington, Illinois, Iowa?
Yeah, they'd be
2 of 3.
That would be a step.
That would be a step.
And upset one of the elites.
Well, that's a huge step.
That'd be
we could all say it's a step.
See, that's what you're
That'd
looking for.
That'd be an 8-4 type year then, though.
That's what you're looking
that's
for.
That's a certain step.
But I'm not looking
So you're
at
looking
numbers.
For a step.
Yeah. In year four, if we're not looking for a step, what are we looking for?
Right.
So what are you looking
well,
for?
Well, the
then?
Question is, what is the step? And you guys sound like 8-4 with some significant victories.
Sure.
That's fair. That's fair. There's nothing unfair
about
it.
It shouldn't be
that.
Impossible to beat Hell Indiana no. or Oregon or win two of those three
no,
games you mentioned.
8-4 should not be impossible. It should. If it's impossible, then everybody's in trouble, right?
The problem you
the
get,
show's in trouble.
The problem yes. you get in the into the biggest picture of all is what do we have? We have the greatest fan base in the country. And if you come out and you just say, we don't have the same money, no can do, then you're going to lose the whole spirit mm-hmm. of the state. They're going to be everybody's going to be like, what are we, why am I even excited about next year? What am I doing? Why am I excited about it?
Well, that's
and,
a problem.
And so that's if you just say that if that's the only, if you just say, if you come out and just say that, hey, we're way behind, then all of a sudden, guess what? That's when season ticket holders go away. That's when the people, or what's the plan to catch up then? But if you just go off of straight money off of like that, it's like, well, we have no chance. There's a lot of teams competing at a pretty high level that have less.
Right. I think that formula right now is, I mean, in broad general terms, is you have to get to that mark, that threshold where people agree that's progress. So there's going to be wins along the way that boost confidence and boost money. If you beat two of those three teams, Iowa, Illinois, Washington, and you say you beat Indiana in Memorial Stadium, be an epic day. You send Cignetti home with a loss. That's an epic day, which nowadays can translate into money. Look what Indiana was operating at before they won the national title. They were they're a $30 million roster. It shot $15 million. Because that's what winning big does. I think
remember,
that's what we'd do here.
Just don't tell me that Indiana was the same the first year they went to the playoffs. They brought in 14 guys from JMU
right.
that changed their whole team.
I don't think
team.
They had much money.
No, it's not like when
the quarterback came from Ohio.
From Ohio. They bought that team.
That Curtis Rourke.
And then they bought – and then do you look at that team? Tell me who they went crazy spending on last year's national championship team. Who is that guy?
They were a $30 million roster, so yeah. like top
I'm saying there weren't. I'm not, I'll go to the grave on that one.
So I'm just saying that's what people saying. Have said.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, who was getting that money? I want to know who that was. You think
was it being allocated
Becker?
To?
I think it was that.
No.
Charlie Becker.
Yeah, I think Becker. Who didn't?
Was it Surratt?
Surratt. He's getting all the money.
Omar Cooper.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was Mendoza?
Did we even know Mendoza was? Did we even know his name?
No.
Yeah, I watched him play against Miami, and they're like, okay, I did. It wasn't like Mendoza was the number one guy in the portal.
It's funny now you say about a quarterback, he's only getting $500,000. Okay. Only $500,000.
Only
$500,000. Really? Okay. It's not bad.
Reminder, if you want a great job, vision-mechanical.net. German plumbers and HVAC service technicians, they have top of the industry wages, 100% paid health, disability, and life insurance. Please check out at vision-mechanical.net. When we come back, it
the
is
professor,
time
Professor Ron Runyon.
Bill's Thrills is next on Early
Teaching
Break
classes.
On the Ticket.